Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Asare. Reverend Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister. He has been ministering for over 20 years and has traveled extensively. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now here is Reverend Collins.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Blessed be the name of the Lord, and He is worthy to be praised and adored. And so we lift up holy hands in one accord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's sing it one more time. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. And so we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, this morning we say, blessed be your name. Thank you for bringing us together again for the second time, second service, I pray. Lord, you speak to our hearts, you minister unto us, and that you change our lives. Let us not leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, and somebody say, come up, put your hands together for the Lord, and you may please be seated. Hallelujah. Are you excited to be in church this morning? All right. You know, it is our Christian duty to invite somebody to church. Every one of us, it's your Christian duty. So just in case your friend, your sister, your brother sitting next to you doesn't know, tell them that it is their Christian responsibility to bring somebody to church. Tell them that. Tell them. It's not, you see, bringing people to church is not only for some choosing people. It's for everybody. There's blessings in that. If it's a blessing, then you don't want to reserve it for just a few people. Remember, in the kingdom of God, there's nothing that is for a few people. Everything is for everybody. Everything is everything. There's someone who normally says that everything is everything. Everything is everything. Is it Billy? Billy is the one who says that? Is everything is everything? Everything is everything. Sometimes I'll talk to him and say, you know what? Man, Billy, come and help us do this, do this. Yeah, Pastor, everything is everything. I say, what does that mean? Everything is everything. I say, okay, I got to learn that also. Amen. All right, so we are ending strong. I spoke during the first service about fighting for the lay ministry. All right, the message is recorded. You have it on podcast. Just go into Podcast Addict, Podbean. Bring out Victor Collins Asabre. You get my messages all digital. You have it right there. But just to give you just a little bit of a taste of glory divine, we must decide to fight for the ministry. Well, I have decided. I left my country. I left where I was living and working for money. And I came to Guyana for the sake of the ministry. Do you get it? So, I can't allow people to destroy that which I've given my life to. Would you be happy if somebody wants to destroy something you've given your life to?
No.
No, that's why we don't like contractors when they say, buy, 20 zinc sheets. Meanwhile, it's only 10 you need. You know, contractors are like that.
Yeah.
Contractors are like, contractors, they lie bad. They're smart. Yeah. They make you spend your money and all of that. In a similar way, and it's not nice. For example, it's very common. I don't know. I've had one or two of such cases here in Guyana where you have relatives who live abroad and they send money to buy a land. They send money to build a house. And the people don't build a house. I mean, you know any story like that?
Yeah.
It happens. All their hard-earned money, their sweat money, their money they've thiefed and all of that, they send it down. And then instead of the relatives who they have trusted here to do the project for them, in Ghana, it was a common occurrence. People would go to somebody's land and take a picture of the foundation and send it. And say, oh yeah, we have finished the foundation. And the person will go to the bank and the organizer and then send another money. Then they'll go and take a picture of somebody that not the foundation. They've come up to the, you know, columns. It's a wow. And then one day they decide to come down and to, you know, and come and, you know, yeah, take some holiday and see how the project is going. When they got, there's no land, there's nothing. Hey, some people collapse. Yeah. Because it's not nice, it's not fair that somebody has gone abroad with all this cold, all this sun, all these white people, all this go back to your country, all this wall that Trump wants to build and all of that. You have managed to be inside the wall and they've managed to send money down to a relative, to a brother, to a sister, to a cousin that you trusted so much, only to come and realize that scampishness. It's not nice at all. In a similar way, this church, we have been here to be in this church. We fought to be here. We've prayed to be here. We have toiled to be here after 11 years. We cannot allow anybody to fight to destroy the church. No, we will fight you. We will fight you with everything we have. In a similar way, the lay ministry, those who volunteer their services. The other day, one of our the guys who normally does some of the great work for us, he came around and he was asking one young lady. He said, I thought you were working for the church. Because he came around 1, 2, 3 days and he didn't see the particular young lady. So then he realized, but normally, you know, she's the one who talked to me. And then, when he got a chance to see her, he said, I thought you were working for the church. He said, no, I'm a volunteer. He said, all along I thought you were working for the church. No, these things are precious and we must keep them. Because if people who are doing all the things they are doing for the church were to ask for money, only God knows what would have happened. Me too, I also ask for extra. I said, I'll tell my wife to go to Suriname and bring clothes and shoes and come and sell right outside there. After church, you better go there and not go out of the church. And when I'm preaching, I'm gonna preach about you. Your shoes are not nice, and then when we bring nice shoes, you don't want to buy them. Everybody wants money. You can imagine what the church is gonna be if money is going to be the focus of why we come here. That's why we don't stand here and say, last week we got 20,000 offering. It's not your business. I can't allow you to, or we cannot allow you to poke your nose into the church's finances. You either trust us or you don't trust us. Yeah, some of you, when you met the boy, even 1 month, you didn't know anything about him, and you open yourself and let the boy go inside you. That one you didn't say, why are you not telling me? No ACE test, nothing about them. You don't know their parents. You don't know anything about them. Whether they are thieves or not, you don't know. Say, I love you bad. What? Not even 1 month, 1 week. He was 1 day. What? Even 1 day. Some people is 1 day. The guy enjoying himself. When you come to the church, you say, you don't know what we are doing with the money. Hello. Right. You know what we are doing with the money? You think about yourself. It's a good message. So we don't want the church to be money. It shouldn't be money also. That's why we don't talk about money. The only place we talk about money is give your tithe, give your offerings. But the rest, quiet. If you don't trust us, please go to... I know of a church where, you see, you must understand that, right? You see, all these things that we're saying, you may easily not appreciate it, but when you come to a church, or when, for example, there was a sister in our church who, she's very corrupt. Now, all the corrupt people in the church, I know them. But I love them because Judas was there, but Jesus loved Judas anyway. We just wait for you to manifest. Because if you don't change, can you imagine? Judas was around Jesus. Jesus was preaching, he was teaching, he was praying for people, and the guy didn't change. So I can't change the corrupt people around. We are just waiting for you to become real corrupt. Amen. No, Jesus preached indirectly. He says that my own familiar friend with whom I eat from the same plate with has lifted up his heels against me. He said, one of you is going to betray me. Judas said, oh, shaka brasa tabaraba kabrababa. They don't know who Jesus is talking about. Until the corruption became fully manifested. I said, a lady in our church, of course we knew she was corrupt. But, I mean, what can you do? The church is for everybody. The church is for corrupt people. A church is for incorrupt people. A church is for everybody. Thieves, bandits, child murderers, child fathers, fornicators. All kinds of people come to the church. And it's okay. The church is one of the most imperfect organizations in the world. Yeah. Perfect people don't come to church. Mm-hmm. It's only perfect people who put imperfect people on Facebook. Yeah, it is. If you think that you are good, you are self-righteous. That's why you expose people. Because you think that you are good. And he's bad. But all of us are bad. Yes. No matter whether you come to church, you are born again, not born again. Hey, are you not born again? But don't you know the things you do? Yes. Hello. So don't feel you are self-righteous. That you are an advocate for society and humanity. Go after those who have taken the resources of the country. If you like to stand for humanity, you should go to the UN, be the president of the UN, and save the world. And stop putting people on Facebook and all them places. Your face, your eyes, and your nose. Brian, I'm preaching a good message. So, when you come to a church like this and we talk to you about money, you may not appreciate it. But when this lady left the church, she left the church for what we heard, that another church, the pastor was looking for somebody to work closely with him to pay the person, to give the person a salary. Do I even call it a salary? To give the person the money, not salary. Because if it's salary, there should be a vacancy, there should be a contract that is signed, there should be remuneration package, there should be gratuity, there should be NIS, there should be all those things. And guess what? You should pay tax and all of that. It wasn't salary. It was just something to just show off and all of that. So this young lady left the church
and went to be with this church. And she was in that position because she was collecting and she was being given money. That church, I hear, when they give offering, the pastor take it and he gives it to somebody in the church. Say, you know, you need money? And give the ticket. He said, anything you need, tell him, he'll buy it for you. Somebody needed a bicycle, he took offering, bought bicycle, gave it to the person. Somebody needed a flat screen TV. He went to buy a flat screen TV. Okay. We will not buy nothing for you here in this church. Nothing you're getting. You're getting preaching. It's preaching you're getting. It's preaching you are going to get here in the church. No bicycle, no TV. Go to court. If you want TV, go to court. You want bicycle, go to singers. And go to singers for bicycle. Stretch your dollar to go there and stretch your dollar. Not here. We preach in this place. We teach in this place. We pray for people in this place. That's what we do in the church. Because some people are corrupted in their mind. They want places where they can receive things. Opportunistic. No. Please, not Lighthouse Chapel International Lighthouse. Not this one. You can go to St. Pius. The Obia people are right there. You can go to the Adventist Church. There's another Obia people on this side. You can go to Salvation Army. You can go to Royalty Palace. You can go to the mosque. So that is when you see the difference between ministries. And you must learn to ask yourself, why is it this one is like this? And why is this one like that? You need to ask yourself questions. That is what will help you understand things, you know. Because poor people really like a lot of benefits. And that's the same way that if you are a church and you are not doing things for the community, people think that you are not relevant. But this park that they have built, the church is not, they collect tax from us. So they should use the money and come and do the thing they've done there. They should do big one. To put chairs, it should be a stadium right here. They will know that they are using the money. For them, they shouldn't come and tell the church, why the church is here and the church is not building anything play field for the children. Hello. You must know the difference between the church and the secular institutions. So we don't emphasize on money in that sense. And that's the part of the ministry that is such a blessing, because otherwise there will be too many problems. Money, hey, money. Bishop said it. He said, even in his marriage, he said, money has never been a problem. You want money? He said, don't ask, take.
What?
Yeah. He says in his marriage, it's not, you know, he said it's when they got married in the early days, the wife will ask. He said, no, take. Don't ask. Because money has the potential to disturb and to destroy relationships. True or false? We are not afraid. We are not impressed. Chia. I wish I could say something, but I can't say it. So I'll just be quiet and stand right here in my corner, minding my own business. What was I saying?
Money.
Money. That is why when we speak about money in relationships, and we said, okay, if you have a husband, and you are the wife, your money should be family money. Isn't that what it is? It should be family money. But a lot of marriages are not like that. Because it's money. Money breaks relationship. Money brings a lot of problems. That's why it's very important that we can't have money as an issue here. Are you with me? So those who are in the lay ministry, those who are volunteers, those who spend a lot of time here, a lot of hours, we really appreciate you. It is God. It is part of the ministry. It's also an area that God likes and God wants to have in a church. And we must appreciate it. We must focus and emphasize on it. What do you think? And it must work. We must have people. There shouldn't be anybody in this church who doesn't do anything. There shouldn't be anybody like that. Oh, yeah, at all. If we find you, we'll put you into something. You're a wanted man. You're a wanted criminal. You must be doing something in the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Right, so we must cherish it. We must fight for it. And one day, Bishop said something. We were in a meeting in Accra, and he said something. And I really, you know, never thought of it like that. He said, you know what? Anything that benefits you, you must harness and protect that thing. If you have a business that gives you money, what are you going to do to the business? When people come and beg for something, the business you give to them? You sell Salara. And then somebody comes and say, I'm hungry. And it's okay, take. Another person comes and say, oh, sister, you just go to Lighthouse, right? Sister, I'm hungry, bye. So, okay, take one Salara. By the time it's 12 o'clock, your salary is finished and there's no money. You can't go to church's chicken and say, I, please, you know what, I've heard that there's a church next to your name. Your chicken is not just a normal chicken. It's chicken from God. It's a church chicken. Please, can I have 2-piece? Spicy, yeah, no wings, just the thighs, please. I'm hungry very bad. With fries and, you know, just give me just a half cup of Coke. I don't want big, just a half cup. And then they say, okay, no problem, this is church's chicken. Say, okay, hold on. And then they bring it, they give it to you. Those people, if they bring your order, you don't even go into it and check it, they give you wrong thing. They give you the wings, the old wings. They are cold and they put it back in the oil to just make it hot. And when you take it out, it's oil like that. That's how they fire KFC from here. They must be back and be better. Are you there? So, the lay ministry must be treasured, must be protected, so that there won't be any financial burden on the church. I want to do so many things with this building. It is not the only building we have. We have 4 of them. Yeah, I told you I'm a real estate manager. Yeah, I just don't preach on stage. So he's a part. No, you know, we manage real estate. We have buildings. We want to do things with the buildings. But it's the same bread. It's bread. It's cheese. It's bread. It's cheese. It's hot dog. It's bread and sausage. Yeah, it's money. So if I have to pay all the people who sing songs, after Sunday after singing, what did you sing today? Jesus is a song. Ah! Then after church, everybody will be standing there in a line. Say, lady pastor, you talk to Reverend yet? I won't go home, you know. I guess somebody waiting for me. And then you see, one will talk to, but when she coming up, I won't go home. I won't go home. Everybody's waiting for 2,000 by 30 people. That's what? 60,000. 60,000. Ask yourself, how much offering do we get? So we give 60,000 to the choir. Then Johan will say, Reverend, I play for praise and worship. I worship, you have to give me 4,000. Praise also 4,000. The solo, I won't charge much. That's just 2,000. So it's 10,000. And when I play for the choir, I charge an extra 2. Can you imagine what's going to happen? So that's why it's important to, and that's why if you look at churches around our country, most of the pastors are not full-time pastors. Yeah, it's not their fault, you know. There's no money in the church. Yeah, there's no money in the church. People don't pay tithe. They are not serious about offering. And you know that if we are not serious about offering, you just give us $20 and go. Because we all want to keep money.
We all want to save money. So you would think that when you come to the church, you have to try and save the money too. When it comes to church, you don't save money in the church. We give money in the church. The Bible says there's more blessing in giving than in receiving. So in the kingdom of God, we give rather than to, you know, keep. Are you there? Now, in the lay ministry, there are some struggles. I want to look at that very quickly as we prepare to end the six-week period of volunteers, lay pastors, and laymen. The struggles of lay pastors, chapter 16 of this wonderful book. Struggles. Now, because the lay ministry is not an ideal ministry, because the ideal ministry is really the full-time ministry. That's where God wants everybody to be. I always say that when God created Adam, Adam was not working for anybody but God. God's plan for man and for his people is not that we should be working for some company. I work for Bounty, and then I also work for God. You can't do those two things. God does not want us. God doesn't want to share us. Oh, I thought you look at my face. Oh, you're looking somewhere. Oh, I do something wrong. I shame. She shame. We shame. Both of we shame. God does not want to share us with anybody. So the ideal situation is that you and I will be completely devoted to God and to work for God. Are you there? So that's why Adam, when God created Adam, that was a model. Adam wasn't working for no boss lady. Adam wasn't working for no survivor. Adam was surviving already. There was nothing to survive. Nothing to help him survive. Adam, you still do the work you do? You still sell? Wait, you still sell? You're sure? You getting money? The money coming? Now a lot of people sell though. She have to work hard. She do her fingernails, so she's working. Yeah, it's working. You making money? Adam was working for God. He wasn't working for anybody. God gave him work to name the animals, to dress the garden, and to keep it. That was Adam's job. Adam didn't have any boss man. So God's plan for you and myself is not to work for any boss man. But of course, there are too many people for a little organization. Right? It doesn't mean that God wants us to work for him, so everybody should come and work for the church on a paid or salary basis. Right? But even in the lay ministry and being a volunteer and all of that, people struggle. People struggle as lay pastors. Raphael, are you there? Is it not a struggle as a lay pastor? Yeah. People struggle. One of the things that people struggle with in the lay ministry is independence. Independence. Yeah. Independence. It's when you're a lay pastor, you're a lay person, you're a volunteer. Because the church does not necessarily pay you, you can be a little stiff. Are you there? Are you listening to me? Because the church is not giving you money. And therefore, you do things your way to favor you and to go for you. Many people are in this church who don't commit themselves fully because of the spirit of independence. It's like, you know what? I have to fix my life. I have to fight for myself. I have to fight for my wife. I have to fight for my family. I need to put bread on the table for this, that. And because of that, I cannot spend all my time in church. And all kinds of stories they come up with. No, it is the spirit of independence. Look at you. You don't want to do certain things because you are independent. Lay pastors struggle with that. I don't buy food for you, because if I was buying food for you, you better turn up here when I say you should come. Is it not true? Yeah. Yeah. When you're paid by the church, you can't say, we say come, you can't say you won't come. There's a young lady who, I needed some help here. Now, some people are really, rising up to the occasion. I needed some help here during the day, when the people were working and a few things. So I called her, I said, you should come and be around. She just came.
Like she's working. Every day by 9 o'clock, she's here. Just here. So that I can leave and go somewhere else. When I'm needed or something's needed, then you know, I'll call, she'll call, and things like that. I even sent her to go and buy steel and stones and cement from Tosi Pesad. Yeah. Volunteers. But you look at it. Now some of us, we are selective in what we want to be part of. Yeah. I can come to church, I can help the service and everything, but after that, I have to take care of myself. It's independence. Lay pastors and volunteers struggle from it, all because their livelihood, really their livelihood, which is in the form of money, does not come from the church directly. But they forget that their protection and the sustenance of their life really is from what is from the God that they are volunteering their services to. Yeah. That's the part that we kind of don't match it. Independence. I will do what I like to do and I want to do. Is it daddy? You look alike. Yeah, you look like him. You check after church. Yeah, I can take a picture and I'll show it to you. Many of us are independent. We come where we want to come. We do what we want to do. Can I tell you that I want to see you 1 a.m. this 12 midnight today? I want you to come and do something for me in the church. Will you come? You ask yourself that, what? The hour? I said, I have to go to church tomorrow. And I was saying during the first service, the new cell group that, you see, when I say this, sometimes you even get scared. But you see, it's all because you don't understand. The new cell leaders that I'm training, we meet here every Friday evening, 10 p.m., until we are tired. Last Friday, we close at 4 a.m. We are excited. You see, when you hear it like that, 10 a.m.? But let me tell you, I've had a few of our church members who have migrated to America to join our church in Brooklyn. You should ask Pastor Albert. Pastor Albert has told Sharon Banton, he said, anytime anybody comes from the Guyana church, please bring them to our church. You know why? You know why? Because you can't control Americans, you know. They came for money. After church. But a few people have left our church and they've migrated. After church, they are there. And the pastor is surprised that they are there. They are the ones doing almost everything in the church. Yeah. Even Sarita is doing evangelism in Brooklyn. Can you believe it? Sarita. He's in Brooklyn going on outreach Saturday afternoon. Moved and we're winning souls in Brooklyn. You know Sarita? Yes. And the pastor is very happy when he gets people to cooperate with him. So when he looks at all the Guyanese people, he says, ha! He said, no. When they come from the Guyanese church, they must join this church. Yeah? You should send me tithe. Because here, We do meetings from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. And when you do that for a few years, you can't go somewhere and be different. You'll be properly trained. Your pastor, your next pastor will love you. They want, and that's what that one pastor did. One pastor poached one of my members. He said, come and show me what Lighthouse, how come Lighthouse is like that? I said, the pastor is too proud. He should have just called me and said, Reverend, please. Come and show us how you do this thing here. Don't come and look for my church members and offer them money to come and join you and show you. All they show you was a signboard on the end of the road. You think there's only signboards we do? Signboards make a church work? It's one of the many things that comes together for our good. When the person from our church joined the pastor, then they put the signboard at the end of the road. Even the signboard, they don't know how to make signboard. Very, very confused signboard. But it's there as a symbol and as a sign of the thieving that pastor thieved my church member. When you see that signboard, it's an indictment against people thieving. Yeah. Yeah. Independence is a problem that lay people struggle. Is it not true? Are we not independent? Don't you want to do things our way? We want to do things our way because the church does not pay you. Yeah. If the church pays you, you will come. When I say 10 p.m., you'll be here 9:30. Because if you don't, your check will bounce. Your check will bounce. It will bounce. It must bounce. It must bounce. As a lay pastor, one of the challenges also is in keeping rank. Or if you're a volunteer, the problem and confusion is ranking. I want to be the boss. You can't tell me anything. You can't talk to me like that. Who is you? Why are you talking to me like that? I'm not a small boy. Hey, hello. Who is it? Like that. Like that. Lay people. You see, when you're a lay person, you should really pray for yourself. Because you can operate through pride. That you are self-sufficient. You don't need nobody to buy food for you and all of that. That can work on your mind. It can make you do all kinds of things. And with that same thing, you struggle that somebody who's younger than you is above you in the church. And that therefore they are asking you to do something. You're wondering why. Like my little boy, Daniel. Danny, stand up. Danny, how old are you now? You're 16. Danny started the church. He's grown, pa. He started the church when you were what, 10 or 11? Andreska, is it true? He started when you were 10. You started the church 10 years old. You are now 16. Hey. Jesus said, suffer the little children to come to me. He came when he was 10. Evanda, 10 years old. Now he's 16. He said he wants to be a pastor.
Yes, sir.
Until some red girl came into his life. He likes red colored girls. Red girls. You know there are some people like that. Prince, what's your preference? Red or black? Black. You like black people? Your children will be black, oh.
Interracial relationship.
You are not into racial relationship. Interracial relationship. This Prince boy. Oh, Prince. I hear you, King. King Prince. Danny is now 16 years. It means you've been in this church for 6 years.
Yes, sir.
Man. You started out there.
Yes, sir. Man.
Hey. And you were in the sun. And you were singing, you are good all the time. You're sucking your finger right out there. And now he's a big boy. He's in the church. Now, Danny is very smart. He's very smart. Not necessarily book smart. You see, there's a difference between book smart and real smart. You must have the two. Jiggy, you must have the two. Some people have gone to school with all kinds of things, but they are not smart. That's the type of leaders we have in our society. Think about this. When you are doing construction as a church, you need to apply for a permit from the city council. They have to approve it. One of the things they ask for, it's a letter that you've sorted out your rates and your taxes. Do you get it? But churches don't pay rates and taxes. So if I submit an application to the city engineer's department, and then you are asking me to bring a letter that shows that I am okay with rates and taxes, it's like you heading good. Well, there's a process. Every year, churches have to write to the town clerk and ask for exempt rates and taxes. So when you write to them, then if they respond, we write to them, they don't respond, so I've stopped writing. Minga ink for waste. No, you see, if you go to school and you say you are book smart, you have to add common sense smart also. Because if It's just a formality to write and get approval. And then one other department is also saying, in the same compound, they're saying, if I don't get this letter, I cannot approve your building permit. I don't see the smartest in the prince. Doesn't make sense, because you know that the people who are doing this thing, it's a church. Churches don't have to pay rates and taxes. So why are you requesting for a letter which will come and say it's a church anyway? Meanwhile, when you come here, you will see that it's a church. I beg you. You don't understand what I'm trying to say. I'm explaining book smart and normal smart. Yeah. They can't. When they come and ask for my permit, I don't mind them. I said, the people in the squatting area, they should go and ask them for their permit. Oh? Yes. Prince, this is a nice organized plot of land, illegal. You come to ask me questions when squatters are building. There's a lady at the corner there. She's built a concrete house. Right in front of the Brigham Secondary right there. And she's squatting. Where did she get permission from to build that thing? Prince, ask your people for me, please. When I'm doing my war, then you come in and say, routine check. Where's your permit? My permit cometh from the Lord. He lives in heaven and earth. Come on. No, you have to come smart, man. Come on. Don't come and treat us like we don't have brains. So it's Daniel I'm talking about. Daniel is smart. Like I said, not necessarily book smart. He's forcing with the book smart, isn't it? He's trying to do his SBA. He's going to write CXE.
Yes, sir.
And all of that. Even he was telling me a case the other day that a relative wants to pay his CXE registration fee for him. So the person says, it's the organization she's working with wants to pay. So he should bring a letter from the head teacher. You know, that, okay, Daniel Collins is registered. It's in this school. Right, so that they can present it at, get a check and give it to him. There are people who don't want to give him the letter from the school. He can write his own letter. But they want it from the school.
Yes, sir.
They say they want it from the school.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, I'll write it for him. So I'm going to the school tomorrow. I want to see which common sense, which kind of smartness whoever has in the school. It's amazing, Prince. It's amazing. And a head teacher of a school, well, this cannot even be an issue. So I told him I'll come to. I'm going to his school tomorrow, because I'm his father now. I's mine here now. I'm going there. So. Danny will see certain things that I want. Danny will see certain things that I don't like. But if he speaks to people who are older than him, who is you? But this kind of knowledge, wisdom, and this smartness is not by age. There's a certain kind of smell or sensing. You can sense this thing. I come here, this small property we have, I come here all the time. I see things that the people who are here don't see. So I ask them, am I trouble? Eyes problems, right? Because I can't come here, and every time I come, Kevin and Jacobs, I always have something to say. You must be thinking this man is problems. Huh? You sure? Ask Kevin to sweep the yard. He says it's Saturday he sweeps. Every other day he picks. I said, no, sweep. Don't pick up things. Sweep. Sweep every day. Now, if we had more volunteers, we'll have people too who come and sweep, help us to sweep, you know. Yeah, you don't want to do it because you're independent. But Daniel will see things and then he will say it. And the people will mind him because he's a small boy. But he sees things. He understands things. He smells things. He talks about things. I mean, it's very fantastic. But because of ranking, because he's a small boy, well, who do you think you are? You used to work with Reverend, so who do you think you are? You used to mind me? Hello. That is the struggle of volunteers, lay pastors, and lay men. Struggle, ranking. When they are in the choir, why she always got to say something? Why she always got to lead a song? How about Ashwin has to lead a song all the time? And then she know how to sing too. I won't lead a choir too. Hey, if we are going to choose somebody right now to lead the song, people say, "Ooh, she can sing. She could sing. She could sing." Oh Lord, it's a struggle. It's a struggle to see people up there. The ladies who work with me and help me, hey, when they come and say something, who is she? Who is she? Who tells you for tell me dog? It's ranking. It's hierarchies. It's that you don't accept people to, you know, you don't accept people to be above you. It's a struggle for volunteers. And you must understand that. That if you're going to be a successful volunteer, you're going to be a successful layperson here in the church of God, you have to take away ranking from your eyes. The main thing is that we want the thing, whatever we're doing, we want it to go forward, we want it to move forward, we want to prosper, we want to do well in it. And therefore, whether the person is high or low or under or wherever, it doesn't really make sense, matter. What matters is that we are going forward and we are doing something that's profitable to the church. I don't know whether that is difficult to say. All right, my time is up, please. Sun is hot. Stand to your feet. That ends Lycos. 6 weeks, a season of Lycos. We shall be back. Something is, Christmas is coming, so God, break down our house and put up blinds and paint and all them things. The church has to be painted too. So please come when it's time to paint. All right? Let's pray. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to all praises. What a glorious 6 weeks, oh God. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to all praises to you. Oh, we thank you, God. 6 weeks of lay pastors, lay preachers, volunteers. I stand in awe. I stand in awe. I stand. You've been good to us. You've taught us well. You've opened our eyes. You've ministered to us, oh God, for 6 weeks. 6 weeks. Week after week. Sunday after Sunday. Tuesday after Tuesday. Thursday after Thursday. You have spoken to us, oh God. I stand. Let's sing it one more time. I stand in all of you. I stand in all of you. Yeah. Holy God. I adore you, the Lamb of God, my Savior, Prince of Peace. I adore you, Jesus, you mean more. Ah!
you saw me, my name. You saw me in my knees. You paid the price for me. And through your love, I have been set free. I'm not the same again.
Now I am not the same.
Yes, Lord.
You took my sinful shame. Forever I will bless your holy name.
I adore. Yes, I adore you, O God.
I adore you.
The Lamb of God.
Lamb of God, my Savior brings all thee.
Oh,
I adore you. I adore you. Jesus, you mean all the world to me. I adore you. I adore.
Lamb of God,
Lamb of God, my Savior, Prince of Peace.
Oh,
I adore you. I adore you.
Jesus,
Jesus, you mean all the world to me. So I adore you.
Just thank the Lord this afternoon. Let's pray. Thank God, somebody. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for 6 weeks of Lycos. 6 weeks of preaching and teaching about lay people, about lay men, about lay pastors, about volunteers. How God wants to include us in His work. How God wants to include us in the rewards of people who work for Him, who seek Him diligently. What a revelation. What a book. What a time. Let's thank God for the things we've gotten to know, the things that we've read, the things that our eyes are open about. Thank God. Thank God for 6 weeks of His goodness and His mercy. Yes, Lord, we give you praise. Yes, Lord, we honor you. Yes, Lord, we adore you. Yes, Lord, we bless your name. We give you glory. We give you glory. Thank you for the revelations. Thank you for the impartations. We shall work. We will work. We will give our time. We will give our life to the preaching and the ministry of the gospel, O God. Libro satabaraba, la cabra satabaraba, kerebebe, libro satabaraba, le cabra satababa, rekaba setebebe, ranmanderebe, rikalababa satabaraba, rababa. Use us, O God. Use us, O God. Use us, O God, for your glory, for your honor, for your power in every area of church work. Use us, refresh us, O God, by your fresh oil. Liberere, Rakabababa, Rasatabaraba, Ikeberebe, Rekabasotoborobo, Ramamamande. Use us, O God. Use us, O God. If you can use anything, use us, God. Use us, O God. Lebrosatabaraba, Rakabarababa, Yemanderebe Keberebe, Ramamasatabaraba, Ibanderebebe, Resetebebe, Kayandereme Cabrasata, Rababarobondorobo, Ikeberebe Setebrendere. Rima mama mama da imberendere mekebre rasa tabaraba rasa tabaraba rasa tabaraba rakaraba setebere. We adore you, O God. We adore you, Lamb of God, Lamb of God. Lebebe seteme rakabaraba mandoro moro. What a privilege to work for you, a privilege to work for you, to be called by you. Lebre setebere kayandarama kabraba rasa taraba libana baba baba sata lekeberebe sata baraba la baraba sata baraba baba rekeberebe sandara baba. Oh, blessed be your name, O God. Lebrebebe seterebe
Barandene me cabra.
I adore you. I adore you. The Lamb of God, my Savior, Prince of Peace. You mean all the world to me. I adore you. Oh, the Lamb of God, my Savior, Prince of Peace. Oh, I adore you. Jesus, you mean all the world to me. I adore you, Lord.
You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Collins, please call us on 592-231-0077 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.